Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of day 4 of the first test between India and England. England starting the day with the ball and looking to bowl out the hosts, who are on 257 for 6.
Here we go, we're ready for the first ball of the day. Dom Best will bowl it to Ashwin, who goes back and turns it off his, well, the sort of roll of his pads to the man just behind square on the leg side. 6 overs to be bowled and then the new ball can be taken. Root himself wheeling his arms over as if he might bowl an over or two, though I doubt that. Here's Dom Best again, just a short approach to the crease. To me there, like, he was really trying to rip it, but did next to nothing, and Ashwin leant forward and defended and obdurate fashion. He's a hard man to remove. Australia had a long battle against him in Sydney in the second last test of the recent series, and it was Ashwin who played his part in saving that game and then setting up the win in Brisbane. Best bowls again, and again very straight from Ashwin. We see a lot of the blade of his bat, and he likes to really tuck in behind the ball and exaggerate his defence as if he gets great pleasure from defence. Some people like Rishabh Pant, you can see they're almost seduced by the pleasure of attack, but others love to defend. Here's Bess again. There's a short leg in with the slip for the down. He comes. Oh, what a good hit by R. Ashwin. Wow, good free swing of the bat over mid on for 6. So he's not waiting for the new ball either.
A beautiful stroke, by the way. This early on in the proceedings on day 4, Dom Best just going to be a little bit of air. Ashwin used his feet so lovely. Just got to the pitch of the ball, and he wasn't brute force like Rishabh Pant. It was just a beautiful stroke. Backed himself to get to the pitch. The bat came through, and he just watched it sail over the boundary at long on. What a beautiful stroke.
Middle of the bat, absolutely beauty at the middle of the bat. You say it was. There's not a great deal happening. I think England could do with this new ball coming very, very quickly. Very, very quickly.
You're still going to wait 3 overs, Harvey. I know what you mean, though. We like it. From an English point of view, we'd like it taken. Now, 77 gone. Sundar 42, Ashwin 15, and India 273 for 6. Both Bess and Leach don't come at the day's play with obvious confidence. It's as if each day they're finding their feet in Test match cricket. It's not, you know, Graham Swan used to go out there and puff his chest out. Obviously Shane Warne, the best spinner of the time, Murali. And if you're a spinner, you're often lonely. You've got to grab situations as best you can.
Well, it's one of the problems with English spinners, I think, over the past few years. I mean, they're all wicket takers. Leach can take wickets, Best can take wickets. We've seen that. He's got a bit of a golden arm. Moeen Ali, exactly the same, but unfortunately, there is too many bad deliveries.
And Jofra Archer is going to come in and certainly bowl at least one delivery with this old ball. He's in, right arm over. It was pretty gentle and it was sort of up there, floated up there, and Ashwin is driving it back to Jofra Archer in his follow-through. Archer is starting his 17th over, 2 for 52 so far.
I actually think they need to take the new ball just to waken him up. There's a little bit of just waiting. Is this going to happen? the atmosphere looks as though it's a little bit flatter.
Well, you said with Mark earlier, didn't you, that it felt like we were waiting for the new ball. Now we've got to the new ball, not actually taking it. Here goes Archer. Right arm over. It's a ball that doesn't bounce a great deal, and Ashwin has got so much time to just prod that out to point and take a single. And he goes to 16, 285 for 6. The umpire's actually spotted as well that Ashwin has just gone straight down the middle of the pitch there, so he's had a quiet word with the batsman, but single taken.
Well, to be fair, India did the same thing. Surprises. Didn't take the new ball when it was due. The ball, plenty of rovers. And that first time they took the new ball, got a wicket with it, with the first ball. So, yeah, it's there. I think England are in a good position. They've got 4 wickets to take. They've got, I said, Jimmy Anderson in your lineup. You've got Jofra Archer, who can bowl over 90 miles an hour. It'll be harder for the spinners. Give yourself an opportunity. Get the new ball in his hand.
Getting a close-up on the ball from the TV pictures at the moment. And that seam looks properly ragged now. It's not as bad as the one in the first day of the game that India were using when England were batting, but it's not far off. Archer's gone around the wicket, and Sundar plays a glorious punch back down the pitch, back past the bowler. It goes away for 4. That's a glorious shot. But if Jofra Archer hasn't turned straight to Joe Root and gone skipper, really, it's about time. I will be absolutely astonished. 289 for 6.
Jack Leach has got the new ball in his hand now, and that's quite a surprise. First delivery is pushed away defensively by Ashwin. I think I'm sure you're aware, Akash, you're treading in sensitive territory here. I know that there's been questions, haven't there, about Jofra Archer's effort levels, I suppose. Oh, that's popped up into the air, and it's caught by Joss Butler. Well played, Jack Leach. He's got the new ball to work for him. A little bit of turn and bounce. Ashwin looking to work it on the onside. It's popped up off the leading shoulder of the bat, and Joss Butler has done a great job from behind the stumps. He had to make some proper ground, 4 or 5 steps, and then the dive. He got the gloves underneath it, and Ashwin is finally on his way, and Jack Leach is clawing his way back into the game after a torrid start against Rishabh Pant. Jack Leach has finally got some reward for all his toil.
Yeah, good on you, Jack Leach. You needed that one. It's a lovely piece of bowling. Not a huge amount of spin. This was more about the bounce he extracted from the surface. Ravi Ashwin prodding forward, and rather than having the angle of the bat, he was just pushing his bottom hand through a little bit. So the bottom of the blade was coming through, and it hit the sticker of the bat, almost the splice of the bat, and spooned up. I tell you what, smart work from Joss Butler. It was a race on between Butler and Stokes. Who could get there? They're almost pushing each other out of the way. But Butler, very good friends with Jack, taking the catch, and that will be a weight off his mind. It was a very, very nice piece of bowling, and it's kind of the modern-day technique from Ashwin that was his downfall, getting in front of his pad and pushing out a little bit more, making sure that he took the pad out of the equation. But sort of nerve tingler there for Jack Leach, and he'll just settle him back into feeling good about himself.
You can see the frustration really with Jofra Archer now. He's starting to bowl the odd short ball, isn't he? And that happens, you see, as a fast bowler. He picked up a couple with a new ball, with a first new ball, but with this second one, it seems to be a lot slower. The pitch is getting slower and lower as the game goes on.
It's down the leg side, and actually it did have Sundar playing at the ball, sort of thing you could glove and get caught down the leg side. People often say it's a terrible death, in other words, an unlucky way to get out if you're caught down the leg side. But sometimes I think you've got to weigh up, you know, what makes sense. And if you're facing someone who's quick and gets bounced from around a good length, you don't want to be fiddling around playing at balls around your body. You want to ride them and let them go by.
I think Arm is the man to talk to about.
He's the sort of
bowler where that tall action, open chest, nip back, gloving it down the leg side. I didn't get many caught down the leg side, if I'm honest.
You didn't get it to bounce that high.
Well, I did. I got a bit of bounce for being a short type of bowler. But it wasn't my sort of delivery. I didn't have that natural height like someone like the Steve Anderson or the Glenn McGrath or the Courtney Walsh.
Here's Jack Leach, bowled to Shahbaz Nadeem.
I wish I did have that height, Matt. I must admit, when I look back on my career, I think, yeah, it was a decent career, but if I'd only been six foot two, you might have swung the ball like you did.
You might have had the physical power to keep going for so long. You know, a stringy body might have broken down easier.
And the amazing thing, both my kids, I've got a kid at 6'4" and one at 6'2". How does that work?
I could answer that, but I'm not going there. 312 for seven is the score. Got a ball very straight here and make him play at every ball so that when one does do something, he's playing at it, not leaving it. Which is what he does now. Iota too full, but it's okay. It hits inside edge and pad and rolls out onto the leg side. Fielded by short leg. Ollie Pope is pretty good in there. I think it's Dom Bess in at silly point on the offside. That's out. Caught at slip. Lovely. Turns and bounces and gets him playing at the ball. Excellent cricket from Jack Leach. Ben Stokes makes catching at slip look, well, very easy. Shahbaz Nadeem is the man who's out. No score.
Big wicket for Jack Leach. That he's actually bowled really well today. If you consider he got the tap he did yesterday, he's bowled a better pace today. He's looked in the game, and that's a big wicket for him. He's already got the gallon up, gone for 100, but he's picked up two wickets now, and he's going to keep going. Because it's going to be a long series for Jack Leach. He's going to bowl plenty of overs. England will want him to play a big part and to go and get his second wicket. And India now 312 for eight.
So a great start to the day for England and Jack Leach as he takes two wickets before lunch. And a reminder, the Following On podcast rounds up the day's play from TalkSport 2's commentary team. You can subscribe with any podcast app you use. We'll rejoin the action very shortly with India on 312 for 8. England will want these last two wickets before lunch.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the first test between India and England. England in full control going into day four from the morning session after a couple of wickets for Jack Leach. Jimmy Anderson now has the ball as England look to bowl out India before lunch.
Anderson into Ishan, a little bit of shape back into the right-hander, and he's just pushing back down the pitch, no run.
Dear me, getting out to Alistair Cook. I mean...
Yeah, hang on,
it's worse than that, though, Goffey.
It's getting out to Alistair Cook doing impressions of Bob Willis.
I remember it. Do you know my worst moment in cricket was the first-class game playing at Abbeydale, Joe Root's home club, playing against Derbyshire, and Dominic Cork got me out. But Dominic Cork getting me out is no like mean feat because he's a good quality bowler, but he got me out bowling off spin. Ooh. Off spin.
Why? Anderson goes in. Ishant has flipped this up in the air and will be caught by Ollie Pope at short leg. It got big on him, roundabout chest high, and instead of being able to ride the bounce, he ended up just flipping it up in the air, and James Anderson has his first of the innings, and India are 9 down. 5 out on the boundary, 2 on the offside, 3 on the honours. Root goes in, gives it some air. Sundar hits it back over his head and into the crowd for 6. Well, what would have been the crowd anyway? It's as clean a hit as there's been in the innings so far. Sundar goes to 83 from 131 balls. They're 335 for 9.
Wow. We're talking about Washington Sundar and how well he's played today. Under a little bit of pressure, India, but that is absolutely glorious. You might have 600-odd wickets, Jimmy Anderson, and you're bowling to a newcomer in the Indian team, but he's just dismissed it. He's beaten 4 times that over on the outside edge, and then he's just decided, oh, I've had enough of this. Straight over his head, 6 runs. What a shot.
India are... Well, they're drinking in the last chance saloon for this innings. So they're the final wicket pair are at the crease. Anderson is in around the wicket. Sundar in behind this, 84 not out. from 137 balls. He's almost playing white ball cricket with the red ball in the fact that when he's swinging hard because there's men out and he's just clearing them.
I think that's doing him an injustice, Macker. I think he's very precise in his striking. I think he gets in beautiful positions. I think what we're seeing how Test cricket is evolving, and it's getting an even better spectacle and hopefully a better listen because of guys like this coming into the game.
He's playing this one off the back foot. Anderson was outside of off stump. He's carved it out to Jack Leach and is going to take the single to take him to 85. Four balls of the over gone, 337 for nine, and Jasprit Bumrah will therefore have two deliveries from James Anderson to survive this over.
What's going through Jimmy's mind here, Harmy? He's got two balls. What's he going to do? How's he setting him up?
I think you've got to think that he's a number 11 batsman, and if you hit the top of the stumps, middle and off.
Okay.
Both balls are going to hit the top of middle and off. One of them, you'd like to think Jasprit Bumrah would miss.
I got one for you. First one, top of off, but he gets a big six thudder out, big stride, and defends it beautifully. What are you bowling your next one?
I'd be bowling the bouncer, but I'm sure I'm not sure Jimmy's got it in him at this minute in time.
Two slips and a leg slip in place. It's edged!
Oh,
what a catch, Ben Stokes!
What a catch!
What a catch! Going away to his right-hand side. He's taken it off of the grass top, really. He's got his fingers underneath it. And India are all out in their first innings. Jasprit Bumrah gets a two-ball duck. James Anderson has another wicket. But Ben Stokes has done it again for England. What a piece of play. What a fabulous catch. And India have been bowled out for less than the follow-on target. 337 after England made 578. It was a push forward by Bumrah. Stokes has gone at it one-handed, snaffles it. There was never any chance it was coming out. And India are all out in their first innings. And James Anderson is the man to take the last wicket. He will finish up with 2 for 46. And, well, they combine once again. Anderson and Stokes, so good for England.
So India all out for 337. England with a lead of 241. Rory Burns and Dom Sibley to reopen the batting once again for England.
Well, we're about to get underway, and the first over is bowled by R. Ashwin, and he's taken a wicket. He's spun it past Rory Burns onto the outside edge, and it's caught by Pujara at slip. Oh, my goodness me. Burns has gone. First delivery of the second innings for England. A 0-for-1. Ashwin has his wicket. Turn and bounce, outside edge, a classic off-spinner's wicket.
Oh, coach's dream, this. They've given the new ball to the great Ravi Ashwin. And what a ball. It's right on the button. It's that beautiful area just outside off stump with a new ball where you know it can skid in and still challenge off stump. Not on this occasion. It's got that beautiful drop. It's dropped out of the sky. Rory Burns pushing forward, caught the outside edge, a little bit of spin, and gone through nicely around shin height to the first slip position. I mean, what a start from India. This game is just ebbing and flowing. It's rocking back and forth. England are still massively in the ascendancy, but this was always my fraction of a worry. You give the Indian spinners a sniff, and this is a bit more than a sniff. First ball wicket for Ravi Ashwin. You just feel like they can maybe just grab a bit more of a stranglehold in this game.
Spare a thought of Dan Lawrence. You know, he wasn't playing at 3 days before the game. He comes in now. He's batting at number three.
Now Dan Lawrence is out there. Burns having got out first ball. Dan Lawrence is out there with Dom Sibley. A couple of other balls beat the bat. India, of course, buoyed by the wicket. So Ashwin will now bowl to Dan Lawrence, who's on a pair. He comes down the pitch and he's off a pair. In fact, he's played a beautiful little shot, a little clip for four down to straightish mid-wicket. Lovely way to start after lunch, Stephen Harmison.
What a lovely way to start and a lovely way to get off a pair.
Sibley's on strike here to Ashwin. Ashwin's a bit short. And Sibley is back easily. These two or three overs we've just seen are comforting for England.
Very much comforting, and it signs that there's not doing a great deal off the middle of the wicket, the ball.
No, which isn't really what England want to see, actually, as Sibley plays forward again. That Sibley and Lawrence are untroubled is not ideal.
No, it's not ideal. Just outside of stump, probably fifth stump, there's a little bit of spin that's happening.
And that's short, and he's back, and gives it a punch to mid-wicket, but for no run. What I would say is that he's more of an overspinner than a side spinner.
Yeah, but the same with the left-arm spinner. There wasn't a great deal. That last shot, the last ball, the last over, pitched on the good surface, and it didn't really misbehave.
No, that's true. Now he bowls full, and a little flick to the leg side gives a single to Dom Sibley as the athletic Kohli does the fielding. Kohli has been quite animated in this innings, back amongst it. Of course, wasn't captain of India in the final three tests of the series in Australia. He was captain for the first test, which was a disastrous loss for India in Adelaide. And it was such a great comeback under Rajinkya Rahane. That's not a bad shout for LBW. Well forward, though. Lawrence seemed to have the ball covered. It turned from a full length and hit him low on the pad. My guess is he's outside the line of off stump. And that's probably what Ashwin is telling Kohli. Do they review? Don't they review? Do they review? Don't they review? 3 seconds remain. I wouldn't. Oh, with a second to go, he reviews. Oh,
Ashwin persuades him every single time.
I think he's wasted one here, Darren.
Yeah. You would think so at first look, but listen, it's worth a look. You never know. I think the umpires have actually had a good game.
I think
you
they've been brilliant.
I think they've been excellent, both of them.
I've got a few theories about that. I'll talk.
Fair delivery. Spin vision, please. Impact outside off. On-field umpire on screen, please. Anil, stay with the original decision. You're on screen. Give not out, please.
Well, it is given not out, so we're proven right. And I think I actually get why Kohli does that here. They've only got one chance in this match. They'd like to get Root in early. You know, they can't let England. Once England have built a score with wickets in hand, there's very little they can do. So I think I can see why you'd use it tactically there, particularly when you've got three of them.
Picture of Chris Silver with England coach has just come up on the screen clapping and applauding the shot, and it's good intent, and I'm not surprised. I'm very, very pleased and happy the way the England batsmen have gone about their job.
And as soon as Steve Harmison says that, Sibley comes forward inside edge and he's caught at leg slip. Well, there it is. Sibley goes. England lose their second, 32 for 2. Sibley goes for 16 from 37 balls. Ashwin around the wicket, extracts the inside edge, and it's a simple catch. And Ashwin has two for. He's got both of them to fall. Both openers now dismissed. Inside edge, onto pad. Simple catch at leg slip.
Well, before I let Gareth Batty come in here, I'm just going to go outside and put my size 12 straight into my mouth. Commentator's curse.
So Joe Root is at the non-striker's end. It was the last ball of the over, and Nadeem will go into bowl to Lawrence, and Dan Lawrence just pushes it out on the offside, and there is no run.
Here is Ashwin, and that's a very fine slog sweep from Dan Lawrence. He's actually taken half a step down the wicket and then played a sweep. Right, remarkable piece of cricket from Dan Lawrence. Quick hands, only got a single to deep backward square leg. It's a fair point, isn't it, Gareth? I mean, sure, you want me to bat 120 balls, you want me to bat 2-3 hours, that's fine. Never mind how many runs I score, as long as I'm doing that job.
Yeah, it's a brave new world, and these guys have practiced it. It's not just like they're just, oh, well, this seems like a good idea today, I'm going to do it. They practice it. So the reverse sweeps, the big shots, it's part of their armoury. It's here to stay.
Here's Ashwin again, and there's another slog sweep, this time from Joe Root. Nobody on the deep mid-wicket boundary. In that sense, it's a free hit, and he hits it beautifully, and it bounces just once before jumping over the boundary triangles. That's a lovely, lovely slog sweep from Joe Root.
So India fighting back after lunch, two early wickets, with both Rory Burns and Dom Sibley falling cheaply. And a reminder that the Following On podcast rounds up the day's play from TalkSport 2's commentary team. You can subscribe with any podcast app that you use. We'll rejoin the action shortly with England 299 ahead, with Dan Lawrence and the skipper Joe Root at the crease.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of day 4 of the first test between India and England. India having some joy with a couple of early wickets. We rejoin the action in the second session. England 58 for 2 with Dan Lawrence and Joe Root at the crease, still with a healthy lead of 299.
Joe Root with that boundary moves on to 25 from 13 balls.
But it just shows that all formats need the top four. So I'm talking Williamson, Coley, Root.
Here's Ashwin, turned away behind square on the leg side, and they trot through for an easy single. Steve Smith.
Yeah, there's a place for this brilliance in all formats of the game. You know, sometimes we say, oh, 2020, they can't. Yes, they can. They are the best of the best for a reason. They can adapt to any situation. And Root here, I mean, he's not even got into second gear and he's striking at best part of 200.
Yeah, England in a great position, a lead of 305. We're still 4.5 sessions to go. Fantastic. Joe Root's come in and he's in obviously terrific form. He's leading from the front, realising England are in a dominant position. Just put his foot on the accelerator and try and up the scoring and want to give his team as much time as possible to take 10 Indian wickets. And with Ben Stokes, he's the perfect partner. We know if he gets in, left-hander, he likes to play a few shots, especially that sweep slog towards deep mud wicket, which we saw Rishabh Pant play really, really well against the left-hander Jack Leach. So as we sit in England, 64 for 3, only 17 overs gone, 26 not out from just 14 deliveries, Joe Root. And Ben Stokes just come to the crease and faced the six balls. And he's sitting on one not out.
Here comes Ishan. Big in swinger. LBW up goes the finger. That looked absolutely plumb. And not much thinking time required for umpire Nitin Menon. That was a super, super in swinger. I don't think that England are going to review this. Dan Lawrence is having a chat to Joe Root on his way. They are going to review it. Well, I'm not sure on what basis, because that was a beauty from Ishant Sharma, and it looked absolutely plumb. It might, maybe, may not be. But a height is the only thing I think it might be an issue, but Dan Lawrence is, they reviewed it with 3 seconds to go, so it was hardly a confident review.
Almost carbon copy of the first innings, just different bowler, very similar, but Dan Lawrence was walking down, almost holding his bat, as if to say, I might just have got the toe or inside edge on this before it's hit the pad.
The only thing I got wrong about that is that it's a third of the way up middle.
Yeah, I mean, it was so very similar to the first innings. Obviously, it was Bumrah first innings, but where it's hit him on the pad, the sort of shape he'd got into, he's just a little bit, his weight, his back and his head is just a fraction over it, which you do get when it's reverse swung back into towards the pads.
Akash, what a wonderful moment for Ishan Sharma.
Absolutely. 300 test wickets in his 98th test match. I thought he could have got there in the previous innings as well, itself. But he's been a workhorse. Started really early. A guy who's bowled in tirelessly on these surfaces, getting in the miles, 20-odd overs on every single match day. Has never been expensive. But now, towards the latter half of his career, he's also reinvented the wheel a little. Used to be a little on the shorter side. He started bowling a lot fuller. And this dismissal actually is a testament of what he's been doing in the last 18 to 24 months, hitting the stumps all the time. A couple of wickets, Butler and Jofra in the first innings. And here, Dan Lawrence in the second. 300 test wickets for an Indian fast bowler. It just speaks volumes of the kind of hard work that he's put in over the years.
England 70 for 3 as Ishan Sharma steams in to Ben Stokes, who now drives him down the ground. And he's going now. There was a little misfield by the guy at mid-on, who is Ajinkya Rahane. Normally he's at slip, because just a sniff of a run out there. Stokes hit it and ran quickly. So he is quick and probably would have made it. Anyway, he gets a single. He goes to 7. Root has 27. 71 for 3 at the end of that. Ishan Sharma over. I'm looking at Graham Thorpe. There's a shot of the England room there, and there's Graham Thorpe, such an excellent player of spin himself. Yeah! Oh, bowled! Yes! Yep, beautiful off-spinning. What about that? Lovely. Ben Stokes goes forward, looks to push out on the offside, gets the thinnest edge through to Rishabh Pant, who takes the catch. Terrific stuff from India here, trying desperately to stay in this game.
Well, it's all encouraging signs, though, for England. Ashwin, let's say he's not a big orthodox spinner of the cricket ball, but he's finding a little bit of turn and a little bit of bounce.
At the end of that, excellent over by R. Ashwin. 72 for 4, a lead of 313 for England.
Yep, it's a good lead. And England looking to be positive. I think she just go back just a few years, you know, I mean, in this sort of situation, whether England would have played this way, there would have been a lot of nervousness about the way that they've gone about it, especially in Indian conditions. But it shows you the confidence this team has got at the moment. It shows you the direction that Joe Root and Chris Silver would want them to go in. And I've been impressed so far. Yes, they've lost 4 wickets, but they've got a nice lead. They know they've got an opportunity to win a test match in India, get off to a flyer. And I think they're going to carry on playing the same way. Even if they end up being all out for 120, I still think they're in absolutely great position in this test match.
Yep, I agree with that. Root has 27, but he doesn't have the strike. Pope stole that. And now he drives through extra cover. Tremendous shot. He gets 4 for it by picking the gap. It really was nice batting. A simple move forward into the ball and nice bat swing and speed of hands through the shot was good. Phew, there he goes.
Beautiful shot. Eh?
And again, like I said late last night and mentioned this morning, it wouldn't be a bad thing if England got bowled out for no bats. You've got a confidence issue, but 130, 140 to get bowled out for that, it fast forwards the game, but it takes the decision out of Joe Root's hands.
I agree with what you're saying, but I'm thinking more for further on in the series.
Yeah.
That, you know, try and keep as much as possible, keep that confidence in there, and or certainly not up against it, sort of things can creep in if you just lose something in your mind, or you just create that little jink that somebody can work with on the opposition, try and sort of shut them out almost.
I think that also that's a message that has to be from the sidelines as well. You know, you're in a winning environment. You have done a good job for the team. And we have just remember, lads, we've just won a test match, first test match in India, which is unheard of.
It's the 9th wicket in the day, before tea. Here is Bumrah once again to Jos Buttler. And he goes for the Yorker length delivery just outside the off stump. And Buttler just manages to get some bat on it, squeezes it away down to the boundary where poor old Shahbaz Nadeem thought he had it covered, dived and knocked it onto the boundary triangles, and Jos Buttler off the mark with a fortuitous 4 that he knew very little about. Root on 38 as Jasprit Bumrah walks, stutters and then runs the last 4 paces into Root, turns it away beautifully behind square on the leg side again, straight to, well not quite straight to Pujara, he had to move 10 or 15 yards to his right and that enables Root to come back for a second. We need to get another member of the team. I think we need to subcontract the job of keeping a list of all the landmarks and records that Joe Root has notched up during, well, not just this test match, but the last three test matches. The latest is that he's now scored more runs in a single test match in India than any other Englishman before. Previous record is 231 runs in a test match in two innings by Andrew Strauss, now Sir. And that one is trapped in front. Up goes the finger. LBW was the appeal. And Joe Root's been given. Joe Root's gone for 40. It's also the most runs by a visiting batsman in Chennai. Is he going to review it? He's waiting. He's looking at his partner, Ollie Pope. What would Ollie Pope say? Yes, skipper, you're the skipper. Review it. And Joe Root says, no, I don't think I will. We've got one in the bank, and I reckon I was absolutely plumb. And Jasprit Bumrah with the big in-swinger has trapped the England captain, LBW, in front. 218 and 40, a remarkable test match. 238 runs for Joe Root. Does he have enough in the bank? Does he have enough overs left to win the game?
123 for 5, 22 to Pope and 14 to Butler. England 364 in front. Shahbaz Nadeem is going to bowl his left arm spin with a slip and a silly point mid off. There must be a backward point, I'd have thought. Oh, maybe not, given he's bowling. Oh, he's bowling. He's bowling over the wicket into the rough, and Butler's played a rather understated sweep shot that's come looped over off the top edge in a piece of cricket you wouldn't wish on a village field.
It's almost a lazy shot, wasn't it? I'll just help it on its way.
Yes, I don't want to do down village cricketers who are more than worthy. It didn't look like a test match moment, and nor does that. Amazing. Well, what happened there? He bowled it in the line of the rough, so well outside off stump from round the wicket. And Pope just walked across to the line and went down on one knee and reversed it, sort of upper reversed it. He edged it straight down.
He just did it.
That's certainly what he was trying to do. He was trying to scoop it over slip. That was mad. He does it again. Oh, now he's hit it way in front of square. An incredible shot, really. That's the reverse slog sweep all the way along the ground.
Absolutely brilliant. And listen, he's trying to stop them scoring runs quickly, is he, the captain, Virat Kohli? He's got his left-arm spinner to ball into the rough. But Ollie Pope's just going to play left-handed now. That's all he's doing, basically. He's swapping hands, reversing it. He's gone, tried to go behind square the first one. That one has gone squarer. And this is what this kid can play, you know. And I say, he first got his chance with Surrey in T20 cricket. He's a fantastic player of all formats. He's yet to get his chance, hasn't he, for England in the shorter format. But I don't think it'll be too long, because this kid can play.
Oh, yeah, dead right. What an amazing shot that was. I've not... He goes again, same shot, and he's out now. Caught mid-wicket.
Well, there you go.
Overtried it, and that's a pity, really. Because I think it was predictable to the opposition that he'd go at it again. So I'm slightly disappointed in the choice of shot rather than anything else, rather than the imagination in it. So Pope goes, caught at mid-wicket, reverse, sweep, slogging.
So lots of wickets falling as England looked to pile on the runs nice and quickly. England 130 for 6, but with an all-important lead of 371. Reminder, the Following On podcast rounds up the day's play from TalkSport 2's commentary team, and you can subscribe with any podcast app that you use. We will rejoin the action in the final session of the day with Josh Butler and Dom Bess in bat for England.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of day 4 of the first test between India and England. There's been lots of wickets falling today. India were bowled out in the morning session for 337 and will rejoin the action after tea with England on 130 for 6 with a lead of 371.
I'm just seeing a picture of the England camp and the England dressing room, or the balcony. Joe Root still in his training kit, still doesn't look as though he's unmoved.
Ashwin around the wicket. Butler goes on the sweep. That's got to have pitched outside leg stump. They're appealing for LBW. And very quickly abandoned that one. They do still have a review left. Virat is having a bit of a conversation. There's 5 seconds left on the DRS countdown clock. You get 15 seconds to decide whether to review or not. And they're not going to review that one.
I think Virat Kohli's asking Joss. He was murmuring something to Joss Butler there. I'm just wondering if he was saying to him, did you hit that?
It didn't pitch outside leg, actually. It pitched in the tram line down the middle, and it would be very interesting to see the replay of this one. Joss Butler, I don't think, did hit it. That might be one that they've got away with. Ashwin around the wicket once again. That is full. Joss Butler, I think, has clipped that one onto his own foot. And there is no run. It goes away. End of the over here on TalkSport 2. 39 overs gone of the England second innings. 152 for six. Butler is 23 not out. Best 13 not out. The lead is 393. Our analyst is Jared Kimber.
So I was saying earlier, Harmy, that the worst reviews in cricket at the moment are off spinners. And that's because generally the ball hits outside the line of off stump. And if it doesn't, it's going down past leg. If you're bowling around the wicket, though, that's probably the best time for an off-spinner to be reviewing, because chances are it has hit in line and is straightening and is hitting. So they reviewed one earlier that was incorrect. That was the one I think they should have gone for.
Yeah, I just wonder there, looking at Virat Kohli, he wasn't as enthusiastic as he normally is. And I just wonder if he's got his head on, he's got his batting head on. His concentration is just starting to sway towards what is potentially going to come next for India, which is a run chase.
Best pushes out on the offside now. Run. India have put a sweeper out onto the offside boundary now. England's lead is 397. And TV are now putting the technology onto that LBW shout against Joss Butler. And it would have been hitting, and had they reviewed it, it would have been out. Nadeem goes in. Best swings into the onside on this occasion. It'll go away for four. It lands about 2 or 3 yards inside of the boundary. And that is 2 fours inside 3 deliveries of this over. And England now lead by 401 runs. England 160 for six with that boundary.
Yep, England in complete control here. You can see the Indians walking between overs. I think even for them it's at that point of when. And am I going to turn my thoughts to batting? The TV cameras were on the young fella Gill and Rohit Sharma. Rohit Sharma got an absolute snorter in the first innings from Jofra Archer. Seamed and bounced away from him, caught Butler. It was a quite splendid bit of bowling. But it's moments away. It's not too far away. 2-3 overs probably at the most. And England will have a red hot go at India tonight, looking for a few wickets.
406 runs the advantage. This is only the second time in the game I could take a little issue with England, in that I think they're treading water, rather as they did towards the latter part of the first innings. Shabazz Nadeem coming to bowl, still round the wicket. And Butler did decide to sweep it rather than pad it away, and he got into a tangle, as so often happens out of the rough, and the ball sort of got lost in his pad and thigh and looked as if it might drift round back towards the stumps. And so he got a bit panicky. But anyway, it ended up in no man's land and all is well. He comes down the pitch and he's out stumped by miles. Had an enormous waft at one. Obviously decided it was time to tee off. And it's as easy a stumping as you'll ever see from Rishabh Pant. He made it look easy because he's such a casual looking guy. But simply for perseverance, Shabazz Nadeem deserves a wicket. Butler will be cross with himself because, rather like the first innings, he's spent a long time building without ever quite throwing off the shackles. If he thinks he needs a session and 15 overs, we know we're not far from a declaration. With about 18 overs left in the day's play, he'll be considering whether or not to declare. At the moment, he's not considering it at all because the next two batsmen in have, well, Jack Leach has his pads on and Anderson has whites on. So at the moment, they're thinking more runs, probably another 20.
I've still got plenty of time. When you think you normally want the two bites of the cherry with having that second ball available for that last innings. There's still plenty of time when you look at it that way.
Yeah, it does make me laugh. We're looking at the England dressing room, or the England viewing area now on the screen. Here's R. Ashwin again. He's bowled a fair few overs. That surely is out, is it? Yeah. LBW, he's walked in front of all three. He's going to review it, is Don Bess. It was a straight ball, didn't do much really. He was working it to the leg side. Is he reviewing it because he's hit it? Is he reviewing it because it's a bit high? I don't know. He looks miserable about the whole experience, doesn't he?
Yeah, there was definitely a trap of the ball and pad, but I think it was pad first, then cannoned into bat, and then it was trapped. He got very chest on to the bowler, which generally means the bat comes down at the wrong angle.
Pitching outside off, impact in line, wickets hitting. On-field umpire on screen, please. Anil, stay with the original decision. You're on screen. Give out, please.
So the third umpire deciding that it was pad first, that he didn't squeeze bat and pad at the same time, and therefore he's been given out to LBW. Anyway, England have lost their eighth wicket. He can trudge all he likes. Don Bess, he's a lovely character. Interviewed him yesterday evening, enjoyed it. He bowled well. He's got a job to help England win the match with the ball. But the declaration is not coming because Jack Leach is now on his way to the middle with England 408 in front.
Don't forget, for all the best reaction to today's play, make sure you subscribe to the Following On podcast. We've got a very good following, but new subscribers are always welcome. We'll bring you the new show every single day throughout the series, including the highlights. And Ashwin is in, and he's bowled Jofra Archer, hits the top of off stump, the quicker one. Archer was playing back to it, and Ashwin deservedly has a 5-wicket haul. He's toiled and toiled. He bowled more overs in the first innings than he ever has done before in a test match, and he's now into his 18th over. He's hit the top of Jofra Archer's off stump. England lose their 9th wicket, and Ravi Ashwin has 5 for 61.
Yeah, lovely piece of bowling here from Ashwin. He's relatively tight on the stumps. He sets the ball up square, but also canters it back a little bit. So by that, I mean it's just going to hurry through, which it did. It did just spin a fraction, but it was the fact that it hurried through and hit Jofra Archer on the sort of knee roll and then cannoned into the stumps. Had it not have hit the stumps, it would have been at LBW. And a fine piece of bowling and a very well-deserved 5 for 60 now for Ashwin. And that is something that we've become very accustomed to from Ravi Ashwin in his home country and his native playground, shall we call it, this cricket ground. He loves playing his cricket here. And what a very fine performance from Ravi Ashwin as James Anderson, England's very own fine performer with the ball, comes out with Willow in hand.
Can we run a quick pull on Jimmy Anderson? How many balls will it take before he plays a reverse sweep?
Oh, 3.
Yeah, I'm going 2.
Oh, you've stolen my 3 at 4.
Why does he do it? Because he's got no other shots.
Oh, he's chipped that one straight back to the bowler. Ashwin has taken his 6th wicket. Jimmy Anderson's gone. Second ball. No declaration from Joe Root. Not required, sir. Ravi Ashwin is congratulated by his teammates for a wonderful return of 6 for 61. And England have been bowled out for 178, which means India will require 420 to win the first test match. Jofra Archer in with the first delivery to Rohit Sharma, and it's a quick one outside the off stump and left alone by the big right-hander. Jofra Archer got rid of both openers in the first innings, and if he can do that at the end of the fourth day,
interesting how they give Jofra Archer the first over. Normally Jimmy Anderson would always take that first over, but to give Jofra Archer it, interesting. Jofra Archer bowling decent heat, hit the right at the bottom of bat from Rohit Sharma. And that's what it's hard. When you're trying to hook on these slow pitches, some come out of it, some don't. And he won't mind that, Jofra Archer. Well, he might do because he's been hit for 4, but Joe Root won't mind it.
He's just been hooked through straight mid-wicket for 4 off the queue end.
Yeah, he wasn't going anywhere near where that ball went.
About 90 degrees away. Wow. I mean, he likes the pull shot. But He's decided to go onto this one. Now he has got hold of that one, pulled it out. Wow. And Dom Sibley is a spectator. There is officially a spectator in the ground. It's Dom Sibley and he's watching Sharma put that into the stands for six.
And Rohit taps his bat and waits. Silly points slip in place.
Yay! And he's bowled him! Absolute beauty by Jack Leach. Gone past the outside edge of Rohit Sharma's bat. He was playing middle and off. It's taken the outside of the off stump. And England have the first of the 10 wickets that they need to win this test match. Halfway through the sixth over. India 25 for one.
Oh, what a decision from Joe Root to open the bowling with Jack Leach. What a beautiful ball from Jack Leach. It's pitched around middle and leg. And it's just clipped the outside of off stump. It's almost your perfect, perfect ball from a left-arm spinner. What sort of confidence will he gain from that brilliant Jack Leach? England on the front foot, 25 for one after 5.3.
Leach in once again, bowls. Gill again comes forward and pushes at that one. Again, with soft hands, though, Leach does his own fielding.
Yeah, looking to operate quite full at the minute, Jack Leach. Try and get him driving. Try and get those balls to be hitting the rough. And if you're driving from that rough, anything can happen. Outside edge, stay in the pitch, caught on the drive.
Nudged away, playing deep in his crease, Shubman Gill, pushed behind square on the leg side. 381, gentlemen, is the number that India will be focusing on, potentially, tomorrow at some point after lunch, if they don't lose too many wickets in the morning session, or indeed in the afternoon session. That's how many runs they will need. England need 9 wickets to win this test match, to go 1-0 up in the first game. Virat Kohli has come down to the boundary's edge to greet Chiteshwar Pujara and Shubman Gill as they make their way off the ground. He's actually also got his pads and gloves on, and he's going onto the outfield to have a few throwdowns at the end of the fourth evening. We've had a pulsating, riveting day in so many ways, with runs and wickets.
So England in charge as day 4 comes to a close. England need just the 9 wickets to win, and India 381 runs on day 5 to complete what would be a world record chase. Of course, TalkSport 2, the best place to follow all of the action. And a reminder that the Following On podcast rounds up all the day's play from TalkSport 2's commentary team. You can subscribe with any podcast app you use. We will rejoin the action tomorrow morning, 3:45, ball by ball commentary. And it's all live here on TalkSport 2.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.